checklists, creative reminders. The last topic in personal system organization that deserves some attention is the care and feeding of checklists, those recipes of potential ingredients for projects, events, and areas of value, interest, and responsibility. The most creative checklists are often generated at the back end of a good consulting process with a team or company. Good ones also show up as areas of focus for training staff or hiring into new job slots. When I'm clearing in baskets with clients and reviewing other things they're concerned about, we often run across little memos to self, like exercise more regularly, make sure we have evaluation forms for each training, spend more quality time with my kids, do more proactive planning for the division, maintain good morale with my team, ensure we are in alignment with corporate strategy, keep the client billing process up to date. What should you do with these fuzzier kinds of internal commitments and areas of attention? First, clarify inherent projects and actions. For much of this kind of stuff, there is still a project and/or an action that needs to be defined. Exercise more regularly really translates for many people into set up regular exercise program, a project, and call Sally for suggestions about personal trainers, a real action step. In such cases, inherent projects and actions still need to be clarified and organized into a personal system. But there are some things that don't quite fit into that category. Blueprinting key areas of work and responsibility. Objectives like maintain good physical conditioning or physical health and vitality may still need to be built into some sort of overview checklist that will be reviewed regularly. You have multiple layers of outcomes and standards playing on your psyche and your choices at any point in time, and knowing what those are at all the different levels is always a good idea. I suggested earlier that there are at least 6 levels of your work that could be defined, and that each level deserves its own acknowledgement and evaluation. A complete inventory of everything you hold important and are committed to on each of those levels would represent an awesome checklist. It might include career goals, service, family, relationships, community, health and energy, financial resources, creative expression. And then moving down a level within your job, you might want some reminders of your key areas of responsibility, your staff, your values, and so on. A list of these might contain points like team morale, processes, timelines, staff issues, workload, communication. All of these items could in turn be included on the list in your personal system as reminders to you, as needed, to keep the ship on course on an even keel.